From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. This week, we're bringing you stories about the healthcare coverage gap. What happens when you earn too little to get help buying health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, but don't qualify for Medicaid? That's 850,000 Floridians. Right now, the Florida legislature is debating whether or not to expand Medicaid in order to cover this group. In this installment of our Falling Into the Gap series, WLRN's Wilson Sayre and the Miami Herald's Daniel Chang look at the barriers 157-year-old Miami woman faces in getting care for debilitating joint pain.
Before the pain in her arm started, Cynthia Lewis would get up each morning, sit on the edge of her bed, and fix her shoulder-length hair in the mirror above her dressing table. In the living room is a snapshot of Cynthia sporting a very different hairstyle, fluffed and curled, framing her face. The perm she loved so much is gone.
I miss that, doing my own hair. I used to roll it, wash it, but now I can't do none of that. I had to have a girl plait my hair, you see? She plaited it like this here so it can last at least 3 or 4 months because my arms, they start hurting right up in here.
She pats her shoulders. Cynthia's hair is now arranged in dozens of tight, skinny braids. For her, it's a practical choice. What Cynthia thought would be a fairly straightforward process of figuring out what's wrong with her has taken over a year and a half. She's had to quit her job. She's had to borrow money from family. She has no income. That means she doesn't qualify for Obamacare. But she can't get Medicaid in Florida because she doesn't have any dependents.
She's fortunate that she does qualify for charity care, essentially a health plan for the uninsured. Members pay what they can.
We are here for the people of Miami-Dade County, whether they have the ability to pay the full amount, partial amount, or nothing at all.
Ed Odell is a spokesman for Jackson Health System, where Cynthia gets charity care. It's the largest program in the state. Because Miami-Dade has the most uninsured residents in Florida, there are a lot of people coming to Jackson's door, 40,000 of them in 2014. Now, that's not only people who don't qualify for Medicaid or can't afford Obamacare. It's also undocumented immigrants and others who have no insurance. Still, Jackson is serving only a fraction of the roughly 140,000 people in the coverage gap in Miami-Dade.
You go to Jackson, you see a million people down there. I see so many people at Jackson, it's ridiculous.
With her Jackson Charity Care Card, Cynthia can only go to certain primary care clinics, and most of them don't have specialists on staff. Dr. Catherine Chung Bridges sees Cynthia at a community health clinic in Miami. She referred Cynthia to a rheumatologist at Jackson Memorial Hospital almost a year ago, and Cynthia is still waiting. Chung Bridges is frustrated. She knows it would be different if Cynthia had Medicaid.
It's being able to access specialist care, to access the appropriate labs, the appropriate studies in a timely fashion.
Ed Odell from Jackson says wait times usually range from 5 to 6 months down to 2 weeks.
And now it depends on the specialties. For example, GU, which is urology, ENT, and pulmonary have the longest waits. This is because the clinic only meets 4 hours once a week since they're mostly teaching and academic clinics.
For patients like Cynthia, long wait times mean they're less likely to get a diagnosis and the care they need. The Affordable Care Act was supposed to eliminate these kinds of barriers. More people were supposed to be insured through Medicaid. But Florida is one of 22 states that refused to expand Medicaid. That leaves about 850,000 poor Floridians like Cynthia without insurance. At the same time, the federal government is giving less money to states for these charity programs because of the assumption more people would be covered under Medicaid.
As for Cynthia, she just has to wait for a spot to open up at Jackson.
You should be able to get an appointment quicker than 6 months, a year, and it's not right. I feel like I'm just waiting to see what the outcome going to be.
In January, Cynthia was finally able to book an appointment with a rheumatologist who might be able to tell her what's wrong. The appointment is in July. For Health News Florida, I'm Wilson Sayre.
And I'm Daniel Chang in Miami.
Tune in tomorrow to hear the next part in our series from Health News Florida and the Miami Herald, Falling Into the Gap. Health News Florida is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The Miami Herald's reporting was supported by the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships, a program of USC's Annenberg School of Journalism. All of the Falling Into the Gap stories can be seen on WLRN.org/healthgap. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.